Good morning, Southern California, and welcome. If you're food obsessed, you've come to the right place. Join us for the next 2 hours, and you won't go away hungry. One of the first American culinary icons, Julia Child, said, "People who love to eat are always the best people." We agree. Live from the AM 830 KLAA studios at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, the SoCal Restaurant Show is on the air.
And good morning and welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Ducks hockey and Angels baseball. And the Ducks are on the road tonight. They're in Chicago playing the Blackhawks, and I believe the puck drops at 5:30 p.m. this afternoon. Fortunately, we are here with you every Saturday from 10 a.m. until 12 noon. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Welcome again. My colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl, the CEO of the Slapfish Restaurant Group, and also the founder of Two Birds in Irvine's Trade Food Hall, and for you full-service food fans, also Raw by Slapfish on Beach Boulevard in Huntington Beach, next to the original Fast Casual Slapfish. And for you New Jersey pizza-style folks out there, he also has Big Parm in the mess hall, which is in Tustin. Will be joining us a little later in the show with his usual Ask the Chef segment. And we're going to be talking about one of his community service projects that he has going, encouraging student farmers at Huntington Beach High School. Believe it or not, he buys produce from them that he serves at Slapfish in Huntington Beach. So, regenerative agriculture at its best, and also teaching students a bit about farming and gardening, which I think is a great thing, and giving that a high-end use. As always, we do appreciate you tuning in. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. A lot of good information there that connects Saturdays. Website's easy. It's SoCalRestaurantShow.com. Facebook is SoCal Restaurant Show. Send us a tweet if you like, and many of you do, at SoCal Restaurant. And as we love to say, for the very best in provocative food imagery, Instagram too, at SoCal Restaurant Show. And we're proudly presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. One little note, we have a very loyal listener to the SoCal Restaurant Show who's experiencing some health issues right now, this being listener Glenn. So we want to send out our good wishes to him for a speedy recovery and an uneventful recovery, and our thoughts and good wishes are with him. On a lighter note, it is National Bagel Day. So I hope you all are celebrating appropriately at your favorite bagel emporium. They are everywhere, and all different styles and all different flavors of bagels. There's quite a controversy in terms of how to prepare an authentic bagel. We will save that discussion for another time when we bring in one of the prominent bagel bakers to discuss their craft, but definitely something for everyone. I particularly enjoy a lightly toasted onion bagel with fresh cream cheese and smoked salmon. That is a great way to start off your day. So again, I hope you all out there are celebrating National Bagel Day appropriately. Also, we want to acknowledge Aaron is with us in technical excellence this morning. Good morning, Aaron. I'm sure you brought in a toasted bagel.
No, I'm thinking of them, though, now. Thank you.
Well, you know, always good to plant the seed, Aaron. So, definitely keep them in your thoughts. As always, we have a fully loaded show today. We're going to be kind of going all over. We're going to start with a brand new restaurant that is in SoCo in Costa Mesa, that being the South Coast Collection. And this is a meat lover's dream. It's a very accomplished young French chef with some pretty impressive credentials doing something called Butcher's House Brasserie. And it's really two concepts in one. It is a state-of-the-art steakhouse with everything you would expect with properly aged USDA prime meat cooked on a wood grill. Can't ask for anything better than that. But in addition to that, it all has all the French brasserie classics, like house-made sausage and French onion soup, and all of those other delights. Also, they do some incredible burgers, and they have some lunch specials. They're open a lot of hours. They're open for lunch and dinner every day of the week, except Monday. I don't know quite know how they do that, but we will be chatting with their proprietor executive chef, Joffrey Offer. He is living the dream because he came over here from France and number of years ago without really a plan and not a lot of money in his pocket, really learned from the best, and now has had the opportunity to pursue his entrepreneurial dream and going out on his own. Talking about entrepreneurial dreams, we are going to meet a very dynamic female winery proprietor and winemaker, this being Lindsay Hoops, second-generation family wine grower. The family started out with growing award-winning Cabernet Sauvignon in the Napa Valley and working in the proud tradition of trying to preserve a family farm. Family farmers, regardless of what they're growing these days, ladies and gentlemen, have a real struggle. And with land prices absolutely insane in the Napa Valley, preserving these family-owned small farmers is a real uphill battle. And I'm happy to say Lindsay has figured it out, very dynamic, and we'll be hearing about her story and what she is doing with Hoops Family Vineyard and Winery. Really an amazing success story. Then we're off to Hawaii, specifically Maui, and we're going to be revisiting Chef John Toby Four. John, you might remember, was the executive chef at the Hoxton in downtown L.A. We last talked to him about a year ago. Had really an incredible opportunity to go over to Lahaina on Maui and be the opening executive chef. It's something called Waikoko that is part of the Westin Kanapali in Lahaina, but separate operation from the hotel, owned by two very high-profile chefs, one of which who spends most of his time in San Francisco. The other is based on Oahu. So we'll have a chance to catch up with John and what he's doing. But if you'll remember from his Los Angeles interview in his days here, he's a big proponent of supporting family farmers and sourcing locally. So now that he's on Maui, there definitely is a bountiful harvest that he has access to. And to say John is energized is putting it mildly. Then we will do another preview segment of Long Beach Black Restaurant Week, which is coming up January 23rd to 30th, really showcasing the cuisines of Long Beach, African, African-American, Caribbean, and it also highlights Black-owned restaurants, food businesses, and highlights Black chefs and bartenders. And our guest is going to be Nika Shoemaker Machado, who is the second-generation proprietor of George's, which has a branch in the Exchange in Long Beach, recently started serving brunch there. So we'll have a chance to catch up with Nika and find out what they're doing. And then again, we conclude with my co-host, Chef Andrew Gruhl, with his usual Ask the Chef segment. So, a lot going on. Don't wander far. When we come back, it's a chef owner, Joffrey Offer of Butcher's House. And we're presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.